Bassmaster Radio Minute. Adrian Avina, the Jersey boy. Man, there's nothing like this, is there?
Man, absolutely not. You know, this is something that, like I said a little earlier, man, I dreamed to be here, and we're finally here in Knoxville.
Last time I talked to you at a Classic, you were working a booth, you know, so it's a little bit different being out here on the dock ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, don't get me wrong, man. I love my sponsors, and I love working for them, but it's a lot nicer being in front of the Bass Cat and fishing. And, I mean, it's going to be a big week, you know. It's a big week for everybody, but the guy who can come out on top, man, it's really going to change their life.
You think today's the best day that you're looking at him? You got to get off to a really good start. They say you can't lose it on day one, you know, but you have a chance to put yourself in position to win.
Yeah, I honestly believe the weather pattern that we have, the guy who can really set the tone today is going to be a guy that's going to have a good chance in winning this tournament. So I feel like, you know, today is the best chance for somebody to drop a big bag, and hopefully we can make the right decisions, and that can be us.
All right, well, good luck. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Now with Frank Talley, Elite Series Pro Frank Talley. Frank, this is something, huh? Nothing like this.
No, nothing like this in the world. I mean, this is what I've been thinking about for the last 35 years, and now to have an opportunity to qualify and fish against 52 of these best guys in the world, it's amazing.
It doesn't, I mean, you know, you fish a Wednesday night Wildcat with 20 boats, go out with the boys and everything else, and you ever just sit here and pinch yourself and say, oh, my gosh, this is amazing.
Yes, I mean, I just, you know, it's a tournament's a tournament, but when it's this much crowd and this big of a stage, it's just incredible. I couldn't be more happier.
The question is, have you figured something out? Do you think you feel good about today and going out there and getting a jump on them?
I think I can catch a few, you know, no doubt, but trying to get that big bite is going to be the key. That's what's going to separate everybody from everybody. In other words, you know, to get that 14, 15 pounds, you're going to need a 5 or 6 pounder.
How do you relax once you get out there and realize that this is just, once you're on the water fishing, it's just on the water fishing?
Well, that's when all the nerves just finally leave and you're just fishing, because all the hoopla, the crowd, the everything, Dave Mercer, you screaming your name, that's all gone. It's just you and the fish.
I'd be screaming your name at the weigh-in tonight. Good luck.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the opportunity.
The Flow, Seth Fider joins us now here from the dock. Seth, your thoughts now just minutes away from launch.
I'm ready to go, man. It's been a long week. You know, we started practice 7 days ago, and with all the off days and stuff, I'm just anxious to get out there and start catching some, like, matter.
Anybody who saw the feature on you at Bassmaster.com knows about this jacket you're wearing. You got to tell the story behind it. That looks like the old man's Bassmaster jacket from back in Minnesota.
Yeah, it's my dad's club jacket from circa 1985.
Have you worn it before for tournaments? Is this a first-time thing? You're just breaking it out for this?
No, I remember seeing it when I was a kid, and then Bassmasters came and shot a little piece on me. And we went to my parents' house, and we were just digging around the house, and I found this. And I started thinking about it. I'm like, I should probably dust that off for the Classic. So
that's very cool. Have you feel like you got something figured out? I mean, there's so much water, so much different things to do here. Do you feel good about your first spot?
We'll see. I mean, they're biting right now. There's no doubt about it. It's like perfect conditions, pre-spawn, off-color water, mid 50 degree temperatures. So they're gonna catch them, no doubt about it. But it, you know, it's been since Sunday since I really fished the area that I'm gonna be fishing. So I mean, I'm definitely gonna have to make some adjustments and kind of see where they've gone to since I've been there. But I know some areas that got some fish in them. We'll just see if I can make the right adjustments and hopefully get a couple big bites in the boat.
His jacket says Pete today, so we'll call him Seth Pete Fighter. Good luck, Seth.
Thank you.
Now here on the dock with the Zell Dangerous One, Skeeter Pro Chris Zeldane. Hey, nothing like this, is it?
Dude, we're looking out at the downtown Knoxville Bridge. I don't know the name of the bridge, but it's lit up beautifully. Purple lights. There's like 5 different arcs to it, huge, huge columns. We're about 10 minutes away from blasting off. We'll go under this bridge and take off, and, man, I'm going to be running down the river 73 miles an hour on my Skeeter, and when I pull up to that first spot and make the first cast, the Bassmaster Classic 2019, there's no other feeling that comes close to this. I just walked through the crowd, said hello to my family that showed up, flew in overnight, and dude, the sea of people on the first morning of the Classic. Dude, Sunday afternoon, this place is going to be absolutely crazy. Yeah, they're already talking. The arena holds 20,000 people. The fire marshal's going to have to step in and start, you know, pushing people off. It's amazing.
You know, I was picking my fantasy team, and I see a lot of people picking you. You're a name that keeps popping up. You're one of the favorites. How do you tune out all of that noise and just go do your thing?
Dude, I thrive off of it, no doubt. And I've been saying it all week. You got to find what motivates you. Yeah, 30% of it is, I'm a fisherman, I'm an Elite Series guy, and I want to beat this guy and this guy because I'm a competitor, and that's why I fish the Elite Series. 70% of it is, honestly, it sounds cheesy, but it's for Bass Nation. I mean, I feel like I'm fishing for the Bass fans, the Bass Nation. With everything that's been going on, they're looking for, a champion. And, man, I practice that way. I practice to win this thing. I practice smart. I practice hard. And I'm so fired up, man.
You would think, too, everybody that's here, all 52 of the anglers, when you look at this crowd, no matter what decisions they've made about their careers and so on, you look at this and you say, yeah, this really is the Super Bowl. There's nothing like it.
There never will be. There absolutely never will be. I mean, I encourage every one of these anglers sitting on the dock right here to walk through that crowd. It is unreal. They've got downtown Knoxville shut down. Look at all these people. It's unreal. Unreal.
All right, finally, before I let you go, we've been promoting on radio the fish with Chris and Trey Zeldane up there at the St. Lawrence River. How much fun are they going to have if they win that sweepstakes?
Dude, all they want is your information. Just go on there, Bassmaster.com webpage there. Scroll down to the bottom. Fish with the Zeldane sweepstakes. All you got to do is enter your name, address, email, and you enter a chance to win a $52,500 boat motor package, Skeeter Yamaha, all expenses paid for trip in August to the St. Lawrence River. Giant smallmouth. The Bassmaster Elites have been there every year for the last 5-6 years, it seems like. And, your chances of catching a 6-pound smallmouth out there fishing with my wife and I, that right there is worth going to the page and entering your information. It's amazing sweepstakes, and I really look forward to that in August.
Could be fishing with a Bassmaster Classic champion, too. That would be cool. Good luck today.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.